Welcome to Duchess the Deliverer podcast, a podcast about bringing the noise, just giving you the raw and real conversation from a woman who is passionate about art, music, and society. Each week, I will deliver what is happening in the world from my point of view, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the downright hilarious. Now, here's your host, Duchess. Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Monday. You know, this, so much stuff is going on, and it just really throws me. It really does. But, you know, it's so crazy because in the tabloids and in the social media world, people were like really talking about this whole Rihanna and ASAP Rocky thing. I mean, none of us really know what happened, if it even happened, whatever the case may be. But, you know, all the memes and stuff and all the stuff going on talking about like how ASAP Rocky bagged Rihanna and oh my goodness, that was the most stupidest thing he's ever done. And who would cheat on Rihanna? Who would ever cheat on Rihanna? And I'm not trying to be rude because I love Riri, you know what I'm saying? But I also am a big fan of Chris Brown too, even when the situation, and I love ASAP. I think they make a really nice couple or whatever. I always thought her and Chris would get back together, but neither here nor there. But who the fuck is Rihanna? Like, I just want to know what makes her exempt from being cheated on or mistreated or abused or whatever the situation may be. Like, who the fuck is she? Like, just because someone is beautiful, just because someone is famous or somebody has money or whatever the situation may be, does not make them exempt. It does not matter who, you know what I'm saying? Her name, her look, whatever. I mean, Beyonce, whoever. People get cheated on. People get lied to, you know. And I tell y'all all the time, a lot of this has to go back to the on the real. Man was not created to be with one woman. And it's a shame that we have been passed this fairy tale. This fantasy has been passed down. This whole Cinderella story, this whole, you know, knight in shining armor. And you're going to be with this one person forever and ever. Amen. Like, no, that's not a reality. At least for a lot of us. And a lot of people that are able to do it, they're doing it because they're forced to do it. And unfortunately, even in that situation where they may truly try, people mess up. People have indiscretions, you know? And it does not mean that that person does not love the person that they're with because they're with somebody else, you know? So this whole narrative, like, has really got to stop, you know? And it was so wild because I was in my Uber the other day and I had brought it up and I was talking to this young man. He was my Uber driver and it was interesting because, I was trying to pronounce his name and I was like, oh, you know, and I pronounced it and I was like, where are you from? And he said, Gambia. And I was like, oh, that's dope. I was like, oh, I've been thinking about moving to Gambia. And we start talking and everything. And then I had brought up the situation between ASAP Rocky and Rihanna and everything. And I was just like basically telling him, I was like, you know, my thoughts on it, how man is not really meant to be with one woman and how basically our people as African people, we need to go back to the basics, you know, where we build kingdoms, we build wealth and you marry different people. And he was like, you know what? Well, I'm Muslim. And in my culture, in my religion, I'm allowed to have four wives. He was like, when he was a kid, he never understood that. But now he does. I mean, I was raised Christian. I've studied Islam. I believe in Islam. I don't practice it as I should, but my faith, what I believe in, what I believe is true, is Islam, you know? And I totally agree. I honestly believe that we need to go back to the basics, go back to what our ancestors did. And we need to create these kingdoms and build wealth and stuff for our families. You know, in the reality, man is not meant to be with one woman. It just doesn't work. It's not possible. It's not a reality. You know, and I know some of y'all are going to disagree with me because this is what we're told. We are told this lie, and this lie has been passed down since the beginning of time. Not even the beginning of time, because in the beginning of time, it wasn't all like this. But society, what they say, what they deem is right culturally, society accepted, is for man to be with one woman and woman to be with one man. And it's just not real. And it's so crazy because even in different cultures, women are allowed to have more than one husband. You know what I mean? So it's about bringing wealth. It's about having children, uniting families, creating kingdoms. You know, it's not all about love, even though we would hope that the person that you're with, you love them. But marriage and relationships, it's about a business deal. It's about bringing people together to create wealth, to build and bring on your family, to create a legacy. All this foo-foo shit gotta stop. It gotta go. People are living in these false realities. They're trying to force something that's just simply not natural. It's not natural. And so when you hear this and you see this, we've got so accustomed to it that we get into these relationships and we get into these marriages and we start believing that the person that we're with belongs to us and belongs to us only. Like they don't belong to themselves. You know, and I understand, yes, in a relationship or a marriage, before you decide to have these things, you should be able to be honest with the person that you're with. And, you know, the thing is, too, a lot of times you may even know. You know how this person was before you were dating. When you met this person, you established a friendship. You see, okay, they're dating other people. You start conversing with them and you see that they've had multiple sex partners. You learn their little kinks and fetishes and all that stuff, you know, so you know what you have and you're going to try to tame the lion. You're going to try to make this lion docile. Like it's just not going to happen. It will last for a little bit. But it's not meant to last like that. You know, remember, first and foremost, yes, we are humans, but we are animals. Yes, we are tamed to a certain extent because society, you know, they've molded us. They've guided us to be a certain way, to fit into a certain way. You know, what works for one is supposed to work for all. But guess what? It doesn't. It doesn't, you know, and I was telling the Uber driver, I was like, you know what? And the deep thing, because he was saying how in the U.S., like, it's illegal. But there are still communities here in the United States that does it. The Muslim community, they still have multiple wives and stuff, you know. Maybe not legally, but religious marriages, they do have them. The Mormons, same thing with them. They are able to bring their people together, unite, have children, create their families, create a legacy, put their money together. The women get along, hopefully, most likely, share in the duties around the home, share in the rearing and upbringing of the children. You know, so I just don't know. But the thing is, you know, it's all speculative. And we don't even really know what's going on. We're only hearing the rumors. And it's a shame, you know, the rumor mill. And hopefully, you know, because I know Riri's pregnant. Hopefully she ain't go upside his head. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, number one, she's a Caribbean girl. And, you know, she's a little feisty. And that was like one of the things, you know, like a lot of people don't understand, like with the situation with her and Chris. Yes, Chris got the brunt of everything. But best believe she lays hands. She's controlling. She's dominant. She's domineering. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's really none of my business. It's none of your business either. But whatever the situation is, like I say, I think they're a cute little couple. Hopefully it works out between them. If it does or it doesn't, it's their business. But we have to get out of this thing. We really do of like, because that person has money or that person's pretty or that person fits the idea ideal woman or the ideal man, that person is exempt from being misused or abused or mistreated or cheated on. You know, it doesn't matter. Shit, J-Lo was cheated on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, and I had to tell one of the young ladies that I'm around, because her situation, like, we talked and I was explaining to her, like, you know, women, we look in the mirror, you know, and there's certain things that we may not like about ourselves, you know, and it's because of society, you know. We, how can I say this? It's so crazy all throughout our lives, through childhood, you know, and when you're watching television and you're seeing the little cartoons and you want to look like this or you want to look like that. And you start watching the movies, you're looking in the magazines, you want to look like this, you want to look like that, you want to have that body, you want to do, you know, whatever. And so all these young girls and even grown women are getting all these surgeries and doing all this crazy stuff. And it's just like, who are you doing it for? Are you doing it for yourself? Or are you doing it for somebody else? I personally know people that have almost died from that shit. You know, it's just not worth it. And no matter what, how good you think you look or how good the world thinks that you look, you're not exempt from being cheated on. You know, think about J-Lo. And I mean, stories about her, like, and she's deemed a beautiful woman. She's in her 40s, actually 50s. You know, she's a beautiful woman. She looks amazing. She looks in the mirror, and guess what? She is still going to feel flawed. That is what women go through. That has been there since the beginning of time. Think about how many women that have been, you know, they have anorexia, they have bulimia, body dysmorphia. They go through all these things. They have all these surgeries. Look at little Kim. How many surgeries that this woman done had? She done changed her skin tone. She done had breasts, butt done, tummy tuck, hair. I mean, just all types of stuff, because the self-hate. Women look in the mirror and no matter how skinny they are, they puke their guts out because they don't want to get any bigger. Like, love yourself. Like, and I'm like, for real. And it's so crazy, because I guess I've never had to deal with self-esteem issues, because I was always fed with, you're so pretty, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. And I'm okay. Like, I'm all right. But to me, that kind of bothers me, because I don't like that attention. So I'm like the opposite of the spectrum, where I don't like all the compliments and shit. Like, I'm very humble. Like, I know I'm not ugly. Like, you know I'm not the most beautiful. I know there's always going to be somebody out there that looks better than me. Body may be better than mine. They may have better than me, whatever the situation may be. But that's not my concern, because I really personally, and I guess I'm just different, because I don't believe in competition. I don't believe in competition. And, you know, and it's wild, because, you know, sometimes you'll get in this relationship with these men, and these men that have insecurities, and they try to bring down your self-esteem, and they talk to you real crazy. And, you know, I even had a guy tell me before, because he was upset, well, that's why I have somebody better than you. What? Like, motherfucker, ain't nobody better than me. I'm only me. I'm the only me that there fucking is. Ain't nobody better than me. And see, that's the thing. When you are raised with good self-esteem and morals and values and to learn to love yourself, you don't have those type of issues. But could you imagine if you're weak-minded and somebody tells you some shit like that? You're going to want to crawl in a goddamn hole. And here I am, like, what? Better than me? You know, I've even had a man tell me before, like, oh, you know, because I left him and he was devastated. And it was like, you ladies cry for me. Ladies cry. Well, I ain't crying over no motherfucking man. Sorry, that's not going to happen. And the only time I cry, like I said, when I lost my mama, I had to learn to cry. And if I cry, I cry because I want to beat your motherfucking ass. That's what I'm crying. I'm either laughing or I'm crying because you're about to get fucked up. I'm crying because I don't want to hurt you. You know, but self-esteem, ladies, get into it. Love yourself. Men, too, because some of y'all men are so broken, too. And you got to love yourselves. Put yourself on a pedestal. Look in the mirror. Kiss that motherfucker. Tell you that you love you. Like that song by Mary J. Blige. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, gorgeous. You know, and don't forget that shit. You have to love yourself. And remember, none of us are exempt from fuckery. None of us are exempt from fuckery. People are going to do what the fuck they want to do in your face or behind your back. You cannot control that shit. I don't give a fuck how pretty you are. I don't give a fuck how much money you have, how handsome you are, how your body looks, where you go, how you treat a person. People do what they want to do. They are responsible for themselves, and people are not your property. You do not own them, and they do not own you. You know, and that's like somebody saying sorry after they cheat or whatever. Sorry for what? And, you know, people be like, oh, you trip because you don't accept apologies. No, I don't. Certain apologies I accept because if it's truly an accident, but you just don't fall up on no dick. You just don't fall up in no pussy. You understand me? So the thing is, if you cheating, you entertaining motherfuckers, you talking to people, you doing that shit because you want to. You want to do that. You're enjoying yourself while you're doing it. You know, it felt good while you were doing it. You're only sorry because you got caught. Or you're sorry because I found out. But you're not sorry. So we have to learn. Live and let live. Let people do what the fuck they want to do. You can't control them. You can't control them. Like I said, in your face or behind your goddamn back. All you can do is worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. You know? And if you know that shit's a duck, that motherfucker walk like a duck, is a duck, let that shit go. Let it go. And don't complain about it. Don't ask questions. Like my mom used to tell me, like, and I tell y'all all the time, I'm not going to ask you if you cheating on me. If I think you fucking around, look, guess what? I already know. It is my choice to either stay with you or fucking make your ass walk. Walk the motherfucking plank. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. So regardless of whatever the hell is going on with RiRi and ASAP Rocky, if they together, if they ain't together, that's none of our goddamn business. If he cheated on her, oh, well, it's up to her to leave that motherfucker alone or stay. She's the only motherfucker that controlled that shit. Not him, her. You know what I'm saying? If she's accepting of it, oh, well. If she ain't accepting, oh, well. Has nothing to do with us. But she's not exempt. She's not that fucking exempt. No one is exempt. No one. Not any of us. Not your grandmama, not your granddaddy, not your mama, not your daddy, not you, not your sister, your brother. You feel me? None of us are exempt from being mistreated, abused, or cheated on. And it doesn't matter how much money you have or what you look like. It just doesn't matter. So I'm out, y'all. I'll be back. All right. Taking a break and I'm out. Peace. Hey, what's up, y'all? I am back. You know, it's a shame because I'm trying not to be an asshole. You know, unfortunately, I get that label a lot. And, you know, because I speak my mind, you know, and I try not to like sugarcoat things. But I think in the world we live in, people try to like overlook and try to keep everything hush hush and sugarcoat and all that stuff. But I know everybody knows this past weekend there was a mass shooting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was at a party, house party, Airbnb party for a bunch of teenagers. It's wild because it was like over 200 children. You know, I'm not even gonna call them teenagers. They were children, over 200 children in an Airbnb on the north side of Pittsburgh. Now, the shooting happened at 12:30 a.m. Some of these kids were like 13, 14 years old. And so, you know, at first I was sitting up there like, okay, maybe 18-year-olds, whatever, I can understand them being out till 12:30 at night, but then I don't. Because growing up, you know, I always had a curfew. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why these kids were out at 12:30 a.m. Okay? I'm sitting up here trying to even figure out who rented this Airbnb. And supposedly there was like a flyer or something that was going out, like that these kids or whoever this adult or whoever these people just, you know, help these children plan this party. I don't know if there was like any, excuse me, that's what happens. I don't know if there was any fees to get in. I don't know any of that information. I have not seen a flyer for it. But my thing is, I'm just wondering, how did this even happen? How did this even take place? Like, it makes no sense to me because I'm like a 14-year-old. It's 12:30 a.m. Now, I want to know, where the fuck are the parents? These parents aren't parenting because your child should not be out at 12:30 a.m. You know, your child should not be out at 11 p.m. Like, what happened to these children having curfews? What happened to making sure that your child is at home safe and your child is in their bed sleeping? I just don't get it. I understand, yeah, there are some kids that will lie and say that they're spending the night at their friend's house or a cousin's house or whatever the situation may be. And some of these kids will sneak out or whatever. You know, I understand, you know, because I was a kid once too, you know, so I get it. But at the same time, where is the accountability? And I'm just trying to figure out, like, these parents that had their children at this party or these people that allowed their children to go to this party. I'm like, yes, it's wrong for what the shooters did, of course, you know, because when I tell you that they lit that motherfucker up, they lit it up. They said it sound like, you know, some military shit. That's how bad it was. They supposedly caught the suspects. You know, but my thing is, whoever rented that Airbnb needs to be held accountable. The parents who allowed their children to take part in this, they need to be held accountable. You know, I'm just like completely disgusted. I mean, because I'm just trying to figure out how some of these super underage kids, like I could see like maybe an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, whatever. But then they got these kids, like there's babies. These babies were out at 12:30 a.m. You even allowed your child to do this, or did you just not know? What happened, parents? Why are you not parenting? Why are these kids not having curfews? Why are you not making sure that your children are at home safe and in bed? You know? And even that in a situation like a house party, that many people, that doesn't even sound right. I mean, it just doesn't sound right. When I was underage, I remember going to the little teeny bopper club. I remember going to Faces out Bridgeville, you know, the under 21 club where we could go dance. There was no alcohol, okay? There was no drugs. We were just going to go dance and listen to some music. And there were security guards there. People were getting searched going in that place. You know? And it was under 21. And I get it. You know, I get it that these kids want to have fun and they want to dance and they want to do different things. But go roller skating. Go somewhere that's already legal to do. You know what I mean? Go somewhere where, like, the under 21 club, you know what I'm saying? If you want to go dancing and listen to some music. I mean, I am completely just just flabbergasted because I'm just wondering how the hell this happened. You know, what asshole in their right? I mean, you just were not in your right mind to sit up here and rent an Airbnb. Like, number one, Airbnb, you're not allowed to have parties in Airbnbs. So you broke the rules right there. You need to be in trouble for that shit. This was at a house, okay? 200 people, 200 plus people. Oh my goodness. You should be facing fire code violations, all types of shit. But like I'm saying, whoever planned this, whoever allowed their children to attend this, they all need to be held accountable for this. All of you. Because it just don't make no goddamn sense to me. It just doesn't, you know. And I mean, the ones who were there, you know, I'm glad your children are safe. The ones that lost their children or their children got injured, I'm sorry to hear this. You know, it's really a travesty. But I'm going to say, where is the parenting? You know, you should be held accountable for your children being there. And I understand you're dealing with pain right now. You're dealing with loss. But come on, parents, you need to parent. Like, because this shit just don't make no sense. None whatsoever. And, you know, I'll be an asshole. You know, it is what it is. You know, it won't be the first time. It won't be the last. But come on now. Common sense. Just like, or matter of fact, common sense ain't really that common. Sense ain't that common. So I'm just trying to figure out, parents, what were you thinking? How could you let your children attend this? You know, curfews too. 12:30 a.m., 14-year-old kids. Come on. We got to do better. We got to do better as a people. You know, parents your kids, please. Because this shit just don't make no sense. And I'll be back. Oh, Lord, it's a fire. Ain't nobody got time for that. Did y'all hear? I mean, this is not the first time it's happened, but that's why there is a serious issue. And I know I'll probably get banned from the world society for this, but did you hear about the transgender prison inmate that got two women pregnant within the New Jersey Correctional Facility? Yes, it's a mess. But these are the issues, you know. There needs to be a better way. We already know transgender people should not be housed with neither men or, you know, men or women. They need to have their own facilities. I mean, honestly, because of stuff like this is ridiculous. I mean, these two women are now, you know, they're incarcerated, but now they're pregnant and happen to be pregnant by a transgender woman. But of course, transgender, like, they did not have, like, they didn't get the whole full surgery, you know what I mean? So they still have their penis intact. I'm just, you know, lost for words. This whole thing, like, is just crazy to me. But this is what happens. And it's sad because, you know, you can't send them to a male prison because then you have to worry about them getting abused and raped and all that stuff. But now, you know, and these women who got pregnant, you know, they say it was consensual, you know what I mean? So they was happy to be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if they've been in there for a long time, you know, to actually, and, you know, and it's sad because it's not just them. And I wouldn't even be surprised if these women were actually really, truly pregnant by one of the guards, because that happens a lot too. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, there's a lot of abuse that happens within the, you know, prison and jailing systems in America and probably abroad too. So I don't even want to look at it as an American problem. But You have these men, you know, these male prison guards, and, you know, also women too. You have women prison guards that are getting with the male inmates, you know, so it's just some really sick shit going on for real, you know, and now you got these two women who are incarcerated and this transsexual woman that's going to be a daddy to these children, you know. And now you have these women who are in jail that are pregnant. I don't know what their how long they have their, you know, term is, like, how long are they gonna be in prison? You know, who knows if it's life, who knows if it's years, whatever the situation may be. But now you have babies that are going to be born within the system, you know, and depending on the prison, sometimes they allow them to keep their children and sometimes they'll send the children out to either be adopted or sometimes a family member might take the child or whatever. But this is just crazy. I'm so yawning. I'm so tired. Sorry. But I'm always tired because, you know what, when I come and talk to y'all, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed. It just does something to me. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm just kind of disgusted. You know, I don't know what's happening in this world. But you know what? I was telling somebody, ain't nothing really changed. The same stuff that's been happening has been happening since the beginning of time. It's just now because of the media, news outlets and social media, like the stuff is being broadcasted. So everybody knows what's happening. But it's the same old, same old. But yeah, you know, so I'm just mind blown. Like, I'm just mind blown, like, about the stuff that's happening in this world, you know. And I shouldn't be shocked at anything, you know, because it's not the first time and it won't be the last. But yeah, so now we have some babies that are going to be born within the prison system because you done sat up there, send you as in government officials, you know, because seriously, the trans community, they need their own, you know, jailing system. They really do. You know, you should not put them in with, like, a mixed population like that. You just shouldn't, you know, because people have needs. I mean, a lot of relationships go down in jails, you know what I mean? Whether they're straight heterosexual relationships, whether they're homosexual relationships, whatever. But people have needs that need to be met. And even, you know, this man that is turning into a woman, you know what I mean? He has needs too, you know? So, and you know, I know a lot of people that live that lifestyle and they want to also be a parent and they want to have their own biological children too. So, you know, it just so happened, she was able to, get two of the inmates pregnant. So this is what we got to deal with now too, you know, like, I don't know. And I ain't gonna make no jokes. I ain't gonna say nothing crazy. I'm just lost for words, you know, but something gotta give. There gotta be a better plan, you know, just like in regards to, you know, the athletes and stuff like that. You know, there has to, something gotta give. They need their own sports. They need their own prison system. They need their own everything. They should not be mixed in. They just shouldn't be, you know. You got them winning tournaments and stuff like that against natural born males or females. Like, it's just too much. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. All I can do is shake my head. That's it. But yeah, something got to give, you know, but consensual. What can I say? What can I say? I can't really say much. But that's what's happening in the world. That's what's happening in the world. All right, y'all. I just want to say, may you have a wonderful week. Happy Monday to you. Hopefully everyone had a nice holiday. Hopefully the ones who are celebrating Ramadan. I know in 2 weeks, Eid will be coming up. So, you know, happy holidays to you. Happy Passover this week to everyone. Happy Easter Monday to everybody. You know, it's so wild how this year everything is coinciding together. But, you know, really, we believe in the same thing, just different people at different times. So, you know, we all have our way of doing things. But happy holidays to everybody. Like I said, everybody have a wonderful week. Peace, love, hair grease, and perm. And don't forget the highlights of life. And guess what? Be good to yourself and be good to those that are good to you. All right, y'all. I'm out. Peace. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Duchess the Deliver. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Duchess the Deliver. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Duchess the Deliver.
So I feel everything.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Duchess the Deliver. Hey, this is Duchess the Deliver.
And I strongly believe.
Duchess the Deliver. What's up, everybody? This is Duchess the Deliver. What's up, everybody?
So I feel everything.
What's up, everybody? This is Duchess the Deliver. This is Duchess the Deliver.
And I strongly believe, live and let live.